you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you. We're glad you're here.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Wednesday, July 31st, 2024, and as you know, I typically open up with the scripture, and I have a number of verses I'm excited to share with you, and in fact, I'm titling today's program, Answered Prayer, Back on the Air, and I'll explain that all in just a few minutes, but reading from Psalm 145. I will exalt you, my God, the King. I will praise your name forever and ever. Every day I'll praise you and extol your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. His greatness no one can fathom. One generation will commend your works to another. They will tell of your mighty acts. They will speak of the glorious splendor of your majesty, and I will meditate on your wonderful works. They will tell of the power of your awesome works, and I will proclaim your great deeds. They will celebrate your abundant goodness and joyfully sing of your righteousness. Oh, there's so many more great verses here. The Lord is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and rich in love. The Lord is good to all. He has compassion on all he has made. All you have made will praise you, O Lord. Your saints will extol you. They will tell of the glory of your kingdom and speak of your might, so that all men may know of your mighty acts and the glorious splendor of your kingdom. Well, that was the first 12 verses of Psalm 145, and it just goes on and on. It's a beautiful psalm, maybe required reading for today, possible memorization. And in fact, I'm thinking about using this as my opening remarks when we have our audience of one, where we meet and praise the Lord on September 29th at the Virginia Theater. In fact, yesterday, Mike Crosta and Jeff Goldberg met with management at the Virginia Theater to work out all the logistics for that special evening where we're coming together for praise and worship. Oh, I'm excited about that. I'm excited about this Thursday night when we gather for prayer, open to everyone, 7 to 8:30 at the Salvation Army Red Shield Center in Champaign, 2212 North Market Street. We're going to be praying up this audience of one and praying for our various communities. This is open to everyone. And come join us. We start praying right around 7 o'clock and are always done before 8:30. And then coming up at our Springfield studio location, 600 West Mason Street in Springfield, on August 30th and into August 31st, basically Friday night at midnight, which would actually be Saturday morning, so 12:01 a.m. Saturday morning on the 31st, we're participating in an all-night prayer gathering from midnight to 6 a.m. Much more to say about that in the coming days with some interviews and some people that have done this before and the unique way it's set up where each hour we have a different emphasis and focus. And so if you've never done it before, come join a bunch of us at our studios in Springfield. And that'll be on Friday night, probably meeting around 11:30 p.m. And we'll begin our all-night prayer gathering from 12 to 6 a.m., basically that Saturday morning, August 31st. Well, I open up with Psalm 145, and I have a lot of updates to give about four of our stations that were off the air yesterday at different times and how they're all back proclaiming that good news message of Jesus. But before I tell a little of that story and do some shout-outs for the great staff and our radio scouts that have called in and the various people that helped, here's a song by Travis Cottrell titled Psalm 145 Forevermore.
I will exalt you, my God, and I will praise your name. I will extol you, Lord, forever and ever. Gracious and compassionate, slow to anger, rich in love, faithful to your promises, and loving to all you have made. Your saints will sing for joy. They'll tell the glory of your kingdom forever. One generation will commend your works to another.
Yes, my mouth will speak in praise of the Lord. Let every creature praise his holy name forever and ever. That was Travis Cottrell singing Psalm 145, Forevermore. And I opened up reading the first 12 verses of Psalm 145. What a great passage of Scripture. A reminder to us all to exalt the Lord our God, the King of Kings, forever and ever. Well, let me explain a few things for those of you that were tuned in for yesterday's edition of Mark and Friends. Once again, the power went out at our transmitter site in Springfield, Illinois, so some of the WLUJ family of stations at the tail end of the Mark and Friends program, basically when Mary Civils was sharing that her son was Captain Kenyon Civils and the unique way God redeemed her and the transformation that was taking place, that was starting to be shared, and then the power went out, and that's the third time in the last 4 months. One day it was for 5 hours. Another day about 3 hours. Yesterday it was for about 15 minutes. So I'm hoping to raise funds for a backup generator so when that happens and the power company for various reasons doesn't supply us power, which shuts down our transmitter, we'll have a backup generation system. And it's about $25,000, so it's not a cheap component that you can just install. You have to get the propane lines in, a switcher box. That's a few thousand dollars, and the backup generator, and then the installation and all that. So if you would like to help us raise funds for this backup generator, please get in contact with the station or call us at 217-528-2300 or write to us at WLUJ 600 West Mason Street, Springfield, Illinois 62702. So thank you, God. That got back on the air after being off, like I said, about 15 minutes. But for our great Jacksonville and Beardstown listeners, those two frequencies have been off the air for about 3 to 7 days. It was a marginal signal, then more and more static. And so finally yesterday, thank you, God, for Brian Baker. He was on my list of engineers and people that have helped our radio ministry over the years. And so he went out there yesterday and figured out it was a surge protection unit, that maybe we sustained a lightning strike and it affected this component. And when he pulled it off, it restored our 93.5 FM Jacksonville frequency. Well, that frequency feeds the Beardstown frequency of 93.5 FM. So when Jacksonville is down, Beardstown is down. But we got that all restored, and thank you, God, for our radio scouts, Sue Bishop, and others that called in telling us that was off the air. And then we couldn't find anyone in Beardstown to verify that it was back on, so Annie Lutchman, she calls the commission office. I don't know if that's the community office or something, but they tuned their radio in, and sure enough, 93.5 FM in Beardstown was working. So a lot of prayers went into trying to figure that all out. In fact, on Monday, Steve Griffin and Brennan Boyer, Brennan's our summer intern, and Steve Griffin's our super volunteer that's helping. Well, they did a number of things and tried to restore the frequency, but couldn't get it going. So appreciate their efforts, and they were problem solving and took pictures. And so I passed that all on to Brian Baker, and that enabled us to get back on the air with those two frequencies yesterday. And also, thank you, God, for Randy Houston, Houston Heating, Electric, and Air Conditioning, an all-purpose helper. Well, our Clinton frequency has been off the air for about a month, 97.1 FM out of Clinton, Illinois. And so Randy finally got in the specialized air conditioning unit. It's called an ice cube. It's only about 8 inches by 12 inches by a few feet, and it attaches to this outdoor stainless steel box that houses our transmitter. Anyways, it's a specialized air conditioning. I think it cost around $5,000. But by getting that installed, we could power up our transmitter again. And so that allowed 97.1 FM Clinton to be back on the air. So all four of those frequencies have 18 of our 19 frequencies proclaiming the good news message of Jesus. We're still waiting on a location in a tower or a tall building in the Decatur area to get our 100.1 FM back on the air. I know so many of our Decatur listeners have really missed our God-honoring programming, but we haven't been able to secure a tower or a tall building and the equipment needed to get that back on the air. So appreciate your prayers on behalf of that. And so I had some songs picked out, and so let me share this song titled Come by Scott Michael Bennett. I think it goes really well with Monday and Tuesday's edition of Mark and Friends, where I had Captain Kenyon Civils and the special guest, which on day two I finally revealed as being Mary Civils, Kenyon's mom, as she talked about all the struggles that went on in her life, the abuse, the drug use, the violence, the jail time, carrying on while she was pregnant with cocaine and other drugs. And then on the day two, it was revealed that Kenyon was her son and how God miraculously preserved him through all of that, and how now he's serving as a captain at the Salvation Army along with Captain Melissa, his wife, and the transformational work that God did in Mary's life. Oh, if you missed yesterday or Monday's edition of Mark and Friends, stop by WLUJ.org or greatnewsradio.org. Click on the Mark and Friends tab and listen to those programs. They're a powerful recounting of how God never gives up on any of us, no matter how far we've run from Him, no matter the sins that we've committed or the baggage we carry. God loves you and He cares, and He can redeem even the worst of circumstances. So listen to these words by Scott Michael Bennett. It's titled Come, and may it be God's way of wooing you right now to Him.
Heavy laden, feeling like the joy is fading, just come. Come, believing everything I told you, here are arms that long to hold you, just come. Leave behind the mask you're hiding. Here is someone to confide in. I know what you've done. Come and tell me everything you're hoping. The Father loves a heart that's open. Just come. Try to save yourself. I know who you are. Don't try to be somebody else. Come, believing everything I told you. Here are arms that long to hold you. Just come. Come into the joy of living, knowing that your sin's forgiven. Just come.
Listening friend, God loves you. He appeals for you to come. As it says in James chapter 4, draw near to God and He'll draw near to you. He'll come to you. I'll close out with You Raise Me Up by Selah, hoping and praying that you'll allow Jesus and God to raise you up to new heights so you can serve Him and those He brings into your life. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you and have a great day and night.
When I am down and oh, my soul so weary, when troubles come and my heart burden be, then I am still and wait here in the silence until you come and sit a while with me. You raise me up so I can stand on mountains. You raise me up to walk on stormy seas. I am strong when I am on your shoulders. You raise
to more than I can be.
To more.